how long I wanted to say that again. Welcome to season two of Social Blends. I'm so excited, guys. It has been way too long. It's been, I think, 3 months since my last confession on this podcast. Thank you so much for everyone who has tuned into this. Super excited for season two. It's going to be very different than season one. If you didn't hear my trailer, you should have, because it was great and it showed you a lot of, and told you a lot of what we are going to be dealing with here. We are taking away a lot of the celebrity gossip. We will still be talking a lot about celebrities, but I wanted to really focus on us. I wanted to focus about our insecurities. I wanted to focus about who we love, what we love to do, our strengths, our weaknesses, things you could learn. I've been vegan for almost a year now. It's like, it's insane. So I want to have a friend on to talk about the vegan life. I want to have my friends who write. I want to have my friends who sing. I want to have friends who, oh my God, just paint anything. Just, oh, it's going to be great. I'm so excited. I do want to let you know what I am doing currently. I'm in my room recording this podcast. I'm in my bed. So let me just explain to you, what is it called? POV? What do they, the point of view of what's going on right now? I have an aromatherapy Bath and Body Works candle. It is, wait, let me check which one it is. It is the stress relief. So it's, you know, it's not my favorite. It's not my favorite, but I deal with it. It's good. And I got it during the candle sale. So that was, if anyone knows the candle sale and you went this year, how insane was it this year compared to last year? I need to know. If you were there last year, please let me know. Because what, if you've never been to one and this was your first year, you guys got it good. Because the following years were insane. When I tell you insane, I'm talking like candles were crashing down. Oh my, like everything was just a mess. The people in that room at least had to be 50. At least 50 people were in Bath and Body Works when I went for the candle sale. It was insane. Okay? But listen, we're in 2020. Or 2021. Oh my God. I keep forgetting. Oh my God. Like everything I do, I keep thinking it's still 2020 because I feel like we never lived that year. It was like such a waste. And that was with the, it was like 2020 was so absurd and 2021 doesn't look great. But what I've been saying is as long as I got my tan and these legs look good, we Gucci. We good. I'm going to keep living my life and I'm going to keep having a great time. I haven't traveled. I know a lot of people were like, how have you been with no traveling? I've been doing okay. I'm not great. I'm mad to see that my friends have been traveling, but listen, that's them. If they want to do it, they could do it. I just, you know, feel like that's not the best thing to do. I will travel to, like, you know, I was traveling down the shore this summer. I live in Jersey. So, you know, I went down the shore. That's fine. What else did I do? But yeah, New York. I haven't been to New York. Guys, I am 40 minutes away from the city and I have not been there since, I guess since February, I think. Yeah, I think February. Sad. It's so sad. So I was thinking of planning a trip to maybe PA to go like skiing or something. But listen, I'm scared of the skis. I don't want to snowboard. I'm horrified of that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But honestly, I'm kind of fine with just going to the beach and chilling. I mean, the beach is such my happy place and like such a place. And I feel like that's everyone. Like it's such a place to chill and zen out. But But yeah, so I'm so happy to be back here. Many people were like, oh my gosh, like, how's your podcast doing? And I'm like, oh, actually, I like ended the first season after 80 something episodes. And everyone's like, wait, oh, okay. And I'm, you know, the whole thing about it was I wanted to focus on myself. During that time, a lot was going on. We had a pandemic. We had an election. It's very stressful. And I feel like in situations like that, you need to focus on yourself for a little bit. So that's what I did. I focused on myself for a little bit. I started working out again. I really slacked and let that, you know, I threw it away. I threw working out away, and that was not a good thing. Also, before the pandemic, I was meditating a lot. I did yoga. It was a great outlet for me, and everyone that knows me knows I'm a good person, but I could get angry. And when I'm angry, I always told myself that I will never hide my anger, and that when I am angry, I should be able to express how I'm feeling at that time. And that's what I really focus on with everyone, including friends and family. If you're mad, if you aren't feeling great about a situation, express yourself. Tell me how you feel about it. Even if you're yelling, just express it. So, you know, that's really something that I focus on, and it's really, really coming together nicely. My weight, on the other hand, I still have my titties. I was just saying, like, to my family, I'm like, I'm just happy I still look like the photo in the cover for the season two, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's rough, guys. It is rough out here. If you are a guy and you know how to get rid of these titties, please let me know. I can't pay you, but, you know, if you could show me, let me know. Thank you. Yes, I did keep the original theme song. I know I posted on my Instagram if you guys wanted the same theme song or not, and 89% of you said yes. So I'm like, I'm keeping it good, because when I tell you how hard it is to find a song, like a theme song that fits, it is so frustrating. It's ridiculous. So I'm just happy I was able to keep it. I might change it, maybe, you know, if there's a season three, we might do that and switch it up. But I've always liked this song, this theme song, which is why I kept it. It's called Complicate Ya, and it's so true. Like, I'm so complicated. So it's really like, it really, like, it gets the vibes going. So let's get into what we're doing today. Today we are going to be talking about removing toxins. I can't wait. So what we're going to be talking about today. Also, if my mic is shaky, it's because I'm holding it. I usually have it up where I just speak, but this time since I'm in my room, I'm like, let me just bring it up with me and I'll hold it like a mic, because I needed to switch it up. And it was such a, as I'm recording this, it's such a random time right now. So I'm like, let me be random and just hold the mic. So that's why I'm doing this. But also, if I sound loud, listen, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but we're keeping it. So that's it. What is this called? I'm on a high right now. Maybe it's because I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this. I've been taking these gummies, and no, they're not drugs, but they're a certain gummy that I'll be able to talk about it, but the company has to get back to me first and see if we got a deal of me speaking about it on this podcast, because if not, I'm not saying shit about it. But if they, you know, want to make a little deal with me, then I'll do it. So if that time comes, you will know what it is. But as of right now, it's a great gummy. It tastes amazing. It is so, I mean, The smell is good. The taste is good. And it just really, really, like, gets you up there. And I love it. I truly do love it. But can't talk about it right now. Back on to the toxins. Today, we will be talking about removing toxins. I'm not talking about, you know, bowel movements. I am talking about toxic people, toxic situations, or toxic places, stuff like that. That's kind of, you know, when I was doing this, that's kind of similar. Toxic people and toxic situations, they're kind of the same, but yeah, so toxic people, toxic situations, and of course I had to include this, so don't get mad at me, meat eaters, but I had to include this, toxic foods that we eat every day, and some I didn't even know were bad for us, and I'm going to talk about that today. So, first we could talk about the toxic people in our lives, and we all have it. You know, a toxic person is anyone whose behavior adds negatively and upsets your life. And many times, toxic people are dealing with their own stresses and their own issues and their traumas, but I don't care. Do not throw your toxicity onto my life. I'm not going to have it. So that's what we're talking about today. We need to remove the toxic people in our lives, especially in 2021. Anybody that throws negativity your way all the time. It's like it's endless. It's constant. Just the negativity flows out of their body. When you are around them, you want to literally run away. Those are the type of people that we cannot have in our lives. It could also be jealousy. People that are so jealous of us that you could just feel it. They want nothing good for you. They want nothing happy for you. They don't want you to be happy. They want you to be the worst you can be. And it's not happening. It's not. And, you know, one of those things when it comes to toxic people, it could be family. You know, there's a lot of family that are in your life and they shouldn't be. Now, it is so devastating when you have to cut out family out of your life. But you cannot have this toxicity. What am I saying? Is that the right word? You cannot have these toxic people running your life. You will ruin yourself if you keep them. You need to remove them from your life completely. They are not in your life for a good reason, no matter a friend or family. These people are in your life to completely ruin you, and they must be gone. You cannot deal with this situation. You need to eliminate it from your life, no matter how much it will hurt you. At the end of the day, they wanted to hurt you the most. I need water. It's getting rough up in here. Macari. We need to speak about it. Macari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Macari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Macari. I buy on Macari and I sell on Macari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Macari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Macari. Again, $30 to spend on Macari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. We need our own happiness. And these people around us that will try to destroy it cannot be invited to our happiness. They need to, the door needs to stay locked. Your happiness needs to be secured. And that's something that has taken me years to accomplish, because it is very hard. You have friends, you have family, you have people you like to enjoy your time with, but are they toxic people? Are they going to be happy for you? Are these people jealous of you? And do they throw negativity your way? If they do those things, they cannot be in your corner, and they never will be in your corner. Okay. I'm a mess today, guys. I'm just saying that right now. Also, situations. Situations as an unhealthy relationship, that could be one. Being in a relationship, you both need to be in it to win it. You both need to be in it, happy for each other, to lift each other up. And the most important, love. How are you going to be in a relationship with someone that you don't even love, especially if you don't love yourself? So, ignorance, non-understanding people, get out the door. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Buonanotte. Goodbye. I'm a mess. And also, well, I have this down. Friendships. That's something, you know, we kind of talked about already. The friendships. I say this all the time to everybody. There's so many people that want to see you fall, and they call you a friend. How is that a thing? How is that a thing? I need to know. How is that a thing? Not on my watch. I don't let that happen. I put my foot down. I said, I will not let people like that in my life. I may see them and say, hey, how you doing? How's everything? Oh, good. Happy for you. They will not be in my circle at all. At all. I refuse. I refuse. We need to learn to live our life that way. That's it. That is what we can do. Start saying nope. No thanks. Yep. That's it. Last, I want to talk about toxic people. I just said toxic people. Toxic food. But you never know. We might be eating people. Toxic food. Okay, when I say toxic food, like I was saying earlier, I don't mean bowel movements. I don't mean, expired food. That's not what I'm talking about. Because when I was doing some research, I was seeing that they were saying here's how you can tell if food is expiring. I'm like, that's not what I was looking for. So the main one, well, no, let's just go with the ones that I feel like we all know, but we don't say. Is the meats. Pork, chicken, the fishes, the things, all that stuff. It's not good for us. They have told us for decades and decades and decades and decades that this food is good for us when it's not. This food is killing us, but you don't want to hear that. And I know. And I'm not going to get too crazy into it. I'm going to leave that for a full episode one day. I'm hoping this month, but we'll see. Cheese. Now, cheese is... Cheese was my go-to. Cheese was everything I wanted in this world. Cheese was the relationship I always wanted. But I had to end it. Why? Because it was a toxic relationship. I couldn't do it anymore. Cheese is not good. You get those pimples? It's the cheese. You don't want to believe it, but I'll make you believe it on another episode, not this one. I'm just talking about it. Next, we got the sodas. Of course, the sodas are horrible for us. They're not good for us. They're full of sugar, full of the sodiums, full of the carbohydrates, the trans fat, the this fat, the that fat. It's horrible for us. I use Coca-Cola when I clean my bathroom. That is how bad it is. It cleans well. My toilet is sparkling white. But listen, and I will say it. I sometimes do need soda in my life. I will just have a little tiny cup of soda just to get that burning sensation. Next one, we have sugar. Sugar is bad for us, but everything with sugar tastes amazing. Now, this is something I struggle with currently, is the sugar. It's horrible for us, but everything we have with sugar tastes so good. We need to remove that out of our lives, out of our diet. It's just, it's unhealthy. Now, this last one is something that I recently found out. I was shook because they've told us all of our lives that this is great for us. Use it on everything. Saute it in some veggies. I'm talking about the oils. I know you don't want to hear it. Vegetable oil, what is it called? Canola oil, olive oil. Those are not good for us. Even coconut oil, they're saying, is not great for us. But what I've been using is avocado oil. And so far, that's one that they have not thrown into the dumpster yet and said it wasn't good. So that's what I've been using. The taste is different, and I love it. So I feel like it doesn't taste like avocados, though. It's not like an oil of avocado taste. That's not what it is. But it has a way different taste than like olive oil or like vegetable oil. So I do recommend it if you do want to try it. But yeah, it's just something different. And as far as we know, it is good for us. As far as we know, we still don't know completely. So we'll see. I hope you guys take all of these toxic traits out of your lives. And if you do have any questions regarding the toxic traits and anything regarding the food portion, the toxic foods, please let me know. I would be happy to talk to you guys about it and see if you would like to hear any of my input. I'm totally fine with that. Quote of the week for this week. I'm so excited to come back to do quote of the week. This is my favorite thing ever. Okay, so this quote of the week is from Javis. And the quote is, "The words you speak become the house you live in." That is a great season 2 opener for quote of the week. So happy to read it. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, for listening to my new season of Social Blend. I cannot wait. We have so much in store for you guys. I can't wait to have my friends on the show. I want to talk about, like I said, this episode about the vegan life. It will be a year this February, so I'm excited to tell you guys the changes that I've been through and experiences that I've had, and the food that I know that isn't great, and the one that is great, and the cheese that's good and that's not good. So I can't wait to talk to you guys about it. Tune in for this great new season. Again, thank you so much for watching, and I will see you next week. Bye.